And good evening. And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, Washington, D.C. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and I greet everyone. Good evening, and welcome to our show, part two of the network marketing and business introductions. Giving everybody a chance to log on, we'll take a station break, and when we come back, we will go right on into our special guest and our host for the evening. Be right back in just a few seconds. Show again. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and this is the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio, of Washington, D.C. We're going to go into part two of continuing our conversation from last week, and of course, we was talking about the import buying services that we have available to our entire community. So without further ado, I am going to bring back our host, Brother Mookman, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I don't know if you know the better place to be tonight.
How you doing, my brother?
Well, alaikum assalam. As I was saying, I don't know any better place to be at this hour right now.
Well, thanks so much, Brother Mookman. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you entertain and bring all this informative information to our listeners. They're waiting on you.
Okay, then. Well, I would like to say again, I thank the one God, we say Allah in the Arabic language. I thank him for making this possible for not only myself, the host, Bilal and Aziz, and your membership and your listening audience. I thank Allah for all of you, because without Allah and you all inviting me back to continue this presentation and to put money in all of our pockets, and that's what the objective is here, it would not be possible. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into this as we did last week. And as always, I'm one that like to come from the word of Allah before I say anything, because that will keep us focused. And again, we're not going to make this a Quranic Arabic piece. However, we might be touching briefly on one or two Quranic Arabic terms from these verses that I will be mentioning. And take note that throughout the Quran, and also I'd like to say again, I pray Allah prayers and peace be upon his human model, Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, because he showed us what it is to be a successful businessman. So we continue. Chapter 4, An-Nisa of the Quran. Allah tells us here in this chapter, and we should always seek refuge with Allah from my enemy, the Satan. So we do this with God's name, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. God says here in chapter 4, An-Nisa, verse 29, he say, O you who believe, eat not up your property, and it's saying wealth here, got wealth here, money, amongst yourselves and vanities, and just to show off, as you see so many people do sometimes, just showing off. But he says right here, let that be, takunu tijaratin entaradin minkum, okay? Let there be business dealings amongst yourselves, and pleasurable. You pleased with me as the vendor, I'm pleased with you as the customer, and vice versa. That should be a mutual satisfaction that's going on from with the buyer and with the purchaser. Because again, I'm trying to hold off on making this a Arabic piece, because this word here, taradin, it's used in the sixth verb form. So it's a mutual satisfaction here. So we know then Allah goes to say not to destroy yourself. So this tijara right here is talking about business, trade, a bargain, an enterprise. That's one of the reasons I chose my name, Adam Enterprises, because that is what it's talking about. So our teacher, most of us, I would like to say all of us, if not, you need to get to know him and study his teaching. The one we got after Prophet Muhammad is Imam Wanzi Muhammad. He says this term tijara invites invites and promises profits and something that's offered a material gain. So we have to understand that this term tijara is in the Quran about nine times. And then we know it's in that ayat dealing with Salat the Jumu'at. But it comes to the conclusion of what Allah is telling us about when they see some business, et cetera, sport, they leave. Okay, but in the opening he used a different term. He used bayat, but we won't talk about bayat today. Okay, so tijara is talking about business right here. And only thing Allah tell us again concerning business, I'm trying to stick with my notes, but this particular ayat is not in my notes, but it come to my mind. but it's in Surah An-Nur, Allah say, just don't let that business distract you from the remembrance of Allah, establishing the prayer, and doing the zakat. Okay? So that's in Surah An-Nur. And I'm going to go on from that because we are very, time is very, very sacred. So then Allah tell us another important ayat, and I pray everyone is writing these down because they're utmost importance when you trying to be that entrepreneur, you're trying to be that business person, you have to have the Quran as your business partner. Okay? Listen to what Allah says about that. He said, O you who believe, we're in 61:10 now. O you who believe. And he asks a very, very important question. Ahal adulukum, this is a very like you being interrogated, okay? Shall I lead you to a business deal that will save you from a grievous punishment? Simple. What is it? That you have faith in Allah, his messenger. So you got to have faith in instructions on business in the Quran that Allah has put in there and how his prophet did business, and that you strive, okay, in the cause of Allah with your wealth and your own life that were best for you if you only knew. And again, the rest of the verse continue what you will get if you just hold on to that particular situation. Now, can you imagine if somebody calling you to a fight, okay, and you know you don't fought with them already, and they saying, okay, we want to go again. And so they go out and they start selling all these wolf tickets, and you show up. They don't show up at the fight, but you realize that, wait a minute, where we at? It's a marketplace here. It's a fair. So you go over there and you do business and make some money. Now, where are we getting this from? I'm getting this from chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 172 through 175 particular, okay? Allah is talking about this situation where after Uhud, Abu Sufyan, he had issued another, you know, say, okay, we can meet again. And everything. So another guy started going around selling all these wolf tickets and everything and et cetera, et cetera. But they didn't show up. So Allah says right here in 174, he said, and they returned with grace and bounty from Allah. No harm ever touched them, for they followed their good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the Lord of bounties, bounties unbound. So this is right here in scripture where a tentative battle took place. The enemy didn't show up, and the Muslim sees an opportunity to go make some money. So this is real, real important when it comes to business. And I want to quote something Umar said right quick again. And, you know, this is from an article, what entrepreneurs in business world can learn from Umar, okay? And because a lot of times we've just been told how he was a strong soldier, warrior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We never was told. I know I wasn't, that about him being a business savvy. He entered the marketplace one day, and he was kind of taken back because he saw most of the people who were doing business were foreigners who in the past had worked as farmers. Umar asked, where are the native inhabitants of Mecca and Medina? So where are you? So I'm going to substitute that and say, where are you at, African-Americans? Why were they not doing business, okay? So when the people gathered together a short while later, again, he questioned them for them why they abandoned the marketplace. So they responded and said this, verily, by Allah granting us victory, okay, so you know they got the war booty, Allah has made us rich so that we no longer need to conduct business in the marketplace. Umar said, by Allah, if you continue in this manner, you will become dependent on their men for help, and your women will become dependent on their women, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a good example what we have in the importance of doing business. So another quote that I think I want to bring to our attention is that something Imam Warren B. Muhammad said in his book Islam Climates for Business Success, and I want to tie this in with chapter 4, verse 29. And Islam Climates for Business Success, I'm not going to go through all of it, but I must start on this paragraph. He states, if there's a Muslim doing business here and a non-Muslim's doing business there, and you need something that the Muslim can give you, do you think you're supposed to go to the non-Muslim for it? That would be wrong. It is likewise for the Christians, but they are in a much better situation than we are. With the many Japanese and other immigrants coming into America, competition, things have changed. So we do need to buy American. I will put it this way. If we had the choice of buying from a newcomer from a thriving part of the world like Japan or any other place, or from any born American, we should buy from that born American. And there rarely would be exceptions to justify that we do otherwise. If the American is selling me cheese that is molded, and the newcomer has cheese that is not molded, then I might have a justification for buying from the newcomer. Allah does not obligate me to buy molded cheese from anybody, nor do we just buy from a brother Muslim because he is a brother. The brother selling you inferior products, tell him, look, my Muslim brother, you have to do better than this if you want my patronage. So he go on to say, in the final paragraph here, I'm skipping part of this now, so I don't want anybody to think I'm misquoting, but for the sake of time, I'm having to skip this. This is from Islamic Climates for Business Success, page 108 through 111. Yeah, 111, on the Muslim doing business with Muslims. So he said, in conclusion, I am asking Muslims to support Muslim businesses and to support the immigrant Muslims in business. We're all the same. If you do that, then I can negotiate for economic empowerment. And I'm going to stop there again because of the sake of time. But one more thing that caught my attention in an early address that the imam did in 1985, he said this right here, and we're going to get into the next part of this. He said this. He said, I think as Muslims we should just shout when somebody says, come. Let us make an effort to improve our business circumstances. We should just shout, hey, let's go, let's go. We should be ready to go. And so I hope after this and when I get through making part two, I hear some shouts and everything and some let's ready to go. So get set on your mark. Let's go. Now, here we are, dear beloved brothers and sisters, to an opportunity that I want to believe that you have been waiting for. People say, well, I'm waiting for my ship to come in. Well, we have gone out under the leadership influenced by First Muslim First, Imam Wan D. Muhammad, and I have to say under the leadership of Imam Yahya Abdullah, have gone out and with some more connections and has brokered a deal with all of the manufacturers in China to get any and everything you can think of except laptops, cell phones, car tires. Those are the only three items we cannot get at this time. So we are looking for people to share this opportunity with. Allah tells us in the Quran in chapter 59, I want to say verse 7, I might be wrong, but he said, don't let that wealth circulate amongst the wealthy ones amongst you. It got to move about. So we're trying to circulate the wealth. We're giving people an opportunity to come and start a business at a very, very low price. And I think I mentioned this last week. A lot of other companies out there are membership companies. However, they ask for their membership fees by the month. Commonwealth partners say, we take it up front and you have it out your way. Okay? And not only that, we offer those distributors an opportunity if they should want to order a certain item. Let's say the cell phone items. If you want to order the cell phone accessories, pardon me. And if you want to stock those cell phone accessories because certain things currently are not on the website, if you want to stock those things, you can stock those things. Commonwealth partners will turn around and buy those things from you at a markup to put on the website for the retail customers and other distributors of the Commonwealth partners to buy them too. So you're in a win-win. You're in a win-win situation. I don't have the money to buy them. Well, we have an entity in place to give you 30 to 60 days line of credit. What are we talking about? You order the cell phone accessories, they show up tomorrow on 11/2. You post date that check on 12/2. Okay? That's 30 days. If you need to post date at 60, you know what to do after that. You post date that check. So when 12/2 arrives, they deposit that check. And you pay a modest fee of about 1.5% for the use of their money. Okay? And now, so currently on the site, the retail site, we have men 100% wool, Super 140 wool suits, Mantoni, made in Milan, Italy. We have some women dresses on there, summer dresses. We have 100% cotton shirts on there, some handbags on there, socks, et cetera, et cetera. The site is slowly being loaded up. So that being said, again, everything is in place for you all. The car is there. It's got gas, new tires, everything. You don't have to do any work. All you have to do is say, okay, hey, come on. Let's go and do this business together and get this money. Because I remind you, 1.3, some statistics said 1.5. 1.3 to 1.5% that the African American spent last year. $1.5 trillion. Okay? And one of those products that they spent a greater part of those monies on is the hair. 8A, grade 8A human hair, unprocessed. And they spent $500 billion on that hair. And another hot item that you see a lot of women wearing are those leggings, those exercise pants or biker pants, however one wants to term them. We have those too. Well, somebody might be saying, well, Muslim sisters are not supposed to wear those. No, Allah don't say she cannot wear. Allah says that should not be her outer garment, okay? It should not be her outer garment, okay? Now, I want to say something concerning the hair because we will have to address this. You, as a future distributor of Commonwealth Partner, when you start ordering the hair, you will have to speak to this. You will have to address this. In those hadiths where it's saying that the Prophet said Allah is going to curse the one who installed the hair and the one who get the hair installed. 10 to 12 of those narrations in Bukhari, the term that's used there for hair is related back to animals. And the proof of this is you can look in chapter 5, Ma'idah. You can see the story where the Arabs had a superstitious practice of animals and everything, twin births, multiple births, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it ties back to there. So the term, if I'm not mistaken, wasala, I think it is wasala. It's not in my notes, but it comes to my mind. But it's wasala. That's connected back to animals. The Arabic term for human hair is shara. Shara, okay? So you got 10 to 12 there that's got the term that ties back to animals. So we need to be real careful before we pick up these things and run out here, et cetera, et cetera. You know, say, well, we can't sell it. Well, why did the Prophet give the man the silk shirt? And the man said, we're not supposed to wear silk, are we? And the Prophet said, I'm giving you this shirt to take to the market to sell. To sell. So we got products, you name it. We got available products for people who want to make, and I'm not going to say small business. Get that out of your mind. Put big business in your mind, because if you think small, you stay small. And if you need help in training of how to market, need help how to talk to people, how to sell this product, how to do this, then we got the help for you. We got a medium now, Facebook, that Allah has blessed us with, that in your local area they let you advertise for free. Also, if you want to pay Facebook, it can reach. I know I use them, and I for a hair ad, it reached 8,000 people for $45. For $45, it reached 8,000 people, and I still got people. Just recently, I went to my cell phone carrier and I walked in there, and the young lady said, "Oh, Mr. Tariq," she said, "you sell hair, right?" I said, "Yes." I said, "I know I didn't give her a card," and she said, "I seen your ad," and that's another thing. Get you some business cards. Once you become a distributor, we already got the layout for you to use. You don't have to do that. All you have to do, just take that to your printer, and I have a printer that I would recommend from our community, husband and wife team, the Najia Laws of Barakat Productions out of Laconia, Georgia. And also, one more thing, we are about to bring aboard Commonwealth Partners a skincare products, okay? Those going to be available soon. Oh, and one other thing we have sunshades for those who's interested in that and everything. And last thing that I have as a product line, this is separate from Commonwealth Partners. This is another company that I do business with. It's an aloe vera based health and beauty products. Most of the products carry the halal and the Islamic seals of approval. And they're not tested on animals. So, Brother Bilal Aziz, are we coming up on a break?
Yes, we'll take a small break and we'll be right back. Brother Mokwin, be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body, without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, and welcome back to tonight's show. New Africa Business Association, Brother Mookman, back to you.
Okay, one other comment here, and then we're going to allow the listening audience and the future distributors to ask some questions. And this is another thing that stood out from Imam Muhammad's book, Islam Climates for Business Success. And I want to add some more books. When I was there in Cary, I had one book, Brother Bilal, and I had a book titled Billion Dollar Muslim. And the way that I come about getting this book, I was on Amazon trying to find Islam Climates for Business Success because the other copy I had is so worn out, et cetera, et cetera. So I said, I'll wait till I get to carry and get it at the conference. And alhamdulillah, I bought it from Khalid out of Atlanta because I knew glad he was there. So I bought Billion Dollar Muslim. Then I seen another book titled The Muslim Entrepreneur. I'm like, whoa, you know. That's impressive. Somebody's seeing what Allah talks about in the Quran, and then another brother, the five pillars of prosperity, et cetera. But in this final thing from some notes here I have, Imam Muhammad, he mentioned, as a matter of fact, where I'm looking at another, he said, this religion is not for those who love poverty, okay? But what I wanted to bring here, right here, said, and I brought this to the attention of our members, here at the Biloxi Islamic Center on numerous occasions. I brought it to the attention of our board of directors in our meeting because it's of utmost importance. He said, when we rise and begin our day, will we care to ask what is the financial situation of the good believers? Come, we want to improve it. Take this sum from today's balance and go and invest it. Healthy community. If you are a treasurer at a masjid or at a church or at a synagogue. If you you need to encourage those persons to look for that good person in your place, and encourage them to take, you know, give them those collections and go and invest it to help the community. And I have not seen any community that's following, if I'm getting my words twisted, the communities that I have seen that's following the teachings of the Quran, the Prophet, and of course the man warned the Muhammad, and how to develop community life, they are successful. They are successful, or they're moving towards that. So that being said, the audience, I'm open for questions or comments. Bilal Aziz.
Okay, and at this point, we are going to open our mics up. I'm going to open them up open them up in general. So if anyone have any questions, we're going to work it out. But everybody at this point is on mic. So callers, if you have a question, I'll take your first caller. Okay, callers. In that case, we'll continue to continue with being informative until maybe you do have a question. We do have one question. Go right ahead,
Brother McMahon, Brother Abdul Aziz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
On the suits, when you said they were 140 quality and Italian type made. Is this wool gabardine, or is it just wool, or is it wool mixed, or anything like that?
100% virgin wool, and it's not blended with anything. Now, I must say, one of the tests that you can do, you can take, just say, like the arm of the jacket, or the tail, just the end of it, and you can twist it up and let it go and look at it. And see how long it takes. And they are wrinkle free. That's where I'm going with this. They are wrinkle free, and so yeah, super 140 wool, year round wool suits. Okay, very comfortable and smooth. And I know a lot of you all that's going to get the suit. You're going to make the suit look good. Okay.
Okay.
Was that sufficient?
Oh, very sufficient, Brother Imam. I just want to comment. I have several. Like, these suits are not nothing brand new. We've been having these suits for quite some time. And Brother Aziz, I know you have one or two. We have these suits. These suits are the highest quality. I can tell you now, I've been walking around as a businessman dressed in these suits, and I can't tell you the comments that I've gotten on thinking I'm wearing a $1,000 suit, when in fact, it looks that way, but no, I didn't pay anywhere close to that. And just to remind a lot of our listeners of what the opportunities that are being presented here tonight. Remember, this is November the 1st. Black Friday is going to be on top of us here in about 25 more days. What does that mean, and why do they call it Black Friday? This is the biggest times in retail sales. Your biggest retail sales are going to be within the next 30 to 50 days. So again, and we know that, and Brother Mookman, you can confirm this, during the last holiday seasons, the so-called Christmas holiday seasons, within a 30-day period, we spent about $1 billion. So, so the opportunities that we as an organization, and I, Brother Mookman is the producer. He can actually make what I've been talking about He can make it possible. But the whole thing is that this shopping season is on top of us, the busiest times of the year. And of course, being 99.99.9% consumers, we didn't participate that much in this great big shopping spree that we're about to go through. But that can end now, because again, just like they said, even if you are just one who look like almost totally broke, these brothers are offering everyone the opportunity. And this is the small person, but like Brother Mookman said, the opportunities that I'm hearing here, we should thank large. We should think about group investment.
That's right.
You know, that's the second part.
That's right.
That's the second part of what the New Africa Business Association advocates. We recognize the business folks in our communities that can help us be a productive community. But at the same time, when we find these producers, especially like what this brother is offering, now we can think about, like I said, being a group investors as to where we can open up our own department stores, large department stores. And like I said, we can put just about any product that we want into these facilities. So there are many, and remember, the financing and everything is all done right here by African Americans. So again, go right ahead, Brother Emile, because
you just said something to spark my memory. Here's another thing.
Go right ahead,
just
please,
say,
with that.
Here's another thing. Just say you have a piece of clothing, a jacket. I'm just using that as an example. And if you already have those items made, okay. If you give us a sample of that jacket, the specifications, et cetera, okay? Well, we can send that to the manufacturer in China, and they can manufacture that for you. So I'm saying private label. But now, you know those image of those shoes that I sent you? Now, those shoes are not only currently on the site, okay? But the wingtip, they are leather upper shoes, the brown one and the black one, leather upper, and those high gloss one, what they call microfiber leather, that's the market name. Now, they would, just say if you want to do that, they will private label those shoes for you if you want to. Now, but we're not talking about 10 pair of shoes. Okay, we're talking of a minimum 100 pair of shoes, various sizes and colors, okay, and everything. So this is another thing. We're talking about big, large purchases. So those things can be done to you. And I remind you again, I go back to the entity that's in place with Commonwealth Partners, give you the money. The money is there. You don't need a cash flow statement. It's just like the entrepreneur workshop that I went to last Saturday. They wanted me to come entrepreneur training. I only went to be a part of their marketing session, because wherever there's a marketing session going on, I'm always trying to learn more about marketing and everything. I recall reading something somebody posted on Facebook. They said the average CEO reads 60 books a year because they know success, continual learning brings success. I'm misquoting that. So I went, and I wanted to go the upcoming Saturday too, but I'm not, because we got a program. Matter of fact, Imam Yahya Abdullah is going to be here with us in Biloxi for Friday and Saturday. We're going to have something going on Saturday too. So if you all can make that, you please do. But that's in Biloxi, Mississippi. So the manufacturers are in place. And we have Imam Yahya Abdullah's son is there in China, an office, speak Mandarin. So we have someone who can communicate with the manufacturers. So everything is in place. If you don't have the monies, the $415, talk with somebody in your family, your friends, or whoever, or someone that's looking for a opportunity. that's right here now, and bring it to their attention. You can put them on a three-way call with me, or we can conference call, or we can go over more details about it and everything. But $415, you can get that. I guarantee you, look under your sofa, you might find it there, because we have loose chains around everywhere. Those sacrifices, that's what we're talking about, because major companies, I heard a commercial last Friday by Nostrum, I think that's who it was. I never heard a radio commercial, but they was promoting buying offline. Why? Because they are closing a lot of doors. Not only Nostrum, Walmart shut down a whole lot of stores because Amazon whipping on their online sales. So they had to shut down some brick and mortar stores. Where's Radio Shack at? I don't know if you all had a Radio Shack in your area. Radio Shack is almost non-existent now. I went to look for them about 2 years ago in Gulfport to buy a microphone or something for the match dig. And I get there, I'm like, there's no Radio Shack here. It's a Cricket wireless company. So I left out of there with a Cricket phone. Didn't intend to buy no phone. Okay? So what I'm saying is this right here, and the switch carriers too. So, and I'm satisfied with them. So what I'm saying is this right here. You got that person by you, a friend, a colleague, a brother, a sister, cousin, nephew, niece, mama, daddy. You know, say, hey, it's only $415. We can get this done. If you and another thing, back to the entity that will give you the money, they recommend for you to have a business. Okay, I don't know if just whatever your state do, LLC, LLP, FLP, or FLP is a family limited partnership, et cetera. I don't know what they do, but call. I don't know who take care of that, et cetera, et cetera. We even got people know how to help you set that up. I have experience in doing that too. But my point is they recommend you to have a business account and everything, and they only look for the time link, the activity in it, and they turn down no one. If you get a distributorship, when you get that distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, and you apply for some money, you're going to get some money, okay? You're going to get some money guaranteed, okay, and everything. So let's get started with this, you know. Let's do this shouting and say let's go. And we have weekly conversations, conference calls for those who have questions about products of study coming aboard. That skin line, that skincare product, that's stateside. Someone manufactured it. The manufacturer of that is stateside in North Carolina. Okay, so if you got a product, be it material, be it whatever, bring it to our attention. We'll sit down and look at it and see if we can buy from you. And if you don't know how to figure out how do you sell wholesale based on minimum order quantity with a price, we can help you out with that too. Okay, so again, the money is out there to be made. Let's make the money, and let's move forward with this. And you know, Steve Jobs approached the CEO of PepsiCo, and he said, do you want to continue selling sugar water for the rest of your life, or you want to make a change in the world? Think about how many people who said no to Ray Kroc when he purchased McDonald's. Think about how many people who said no to Bill Gates. And we can name numerous of people who had an idea, and their family and their friends and their spouses and their et cetera, didn't support them, talked against them, saying this didn't work. They tried it before, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it just was not for them to do, okay? So get that fear factor out of your mind and realize if you put your trust and faith in God, as the verse we brought attention to you last week, he said if you just do these simple things, you will have a business that would never fail. And that term that he used, never fail, is used in the present tense. It uses in the present future tense. So you're secure. You're secure. So caller, you ready to do some business? Let's go.
Okay, callers, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. And again, I'm going to have an open mic where we can all speak to a Brother Mookman at the same time. So you don't have to wait to get your question in. If we all are speaking at the same time, I have my way of controlling that also. But we're going to take a station break, and when we come back, have your questions ready. If not, we will all continue our conversation, but we're going to take a break and let our sponsors pay for the radio station.
Bideman Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.bynumandassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, and welcome back to tonight's show again. My name is Bilal Mesadiq Bynum, your host, along with the co-host, Abdul Aziz Shahid. And, of course, our brother from the expo market that can put us all in business, Brother Mookman, has been entertaining us. He's still on the phone. Anyone now have any questions of Brother Mookman? The mics are open. We all are ready for a good business discussion. Callers, are you there? Callers, the mic is open. I'm waiting on your questions.
We see a number of callers.
Oh,
out
we
there.
Know we're lit up. Okay, we'll keep right on entertaining you, Brother Mim. We're lit up with a caller, so I guess they want us to continue to entertain them until they're ready to ask us a question. But I would like to say, adding on to what Brother Mookman was saying and what I am saying. Look, listen, brothers and sisters, Brother Mookman was saying about opportunities for all, but let's think about what is being offered here. We know that when it comes to the African-American male, most of our males are about 40 to 50% unemployed. Wouldn't it be a wonderful time? Because, again, you see this unemployment thing. There's a reason why that African-American is unemployed. It's not because the jobs are not out there. There is another reason, and I don't know what that reason is. I can sit here and guess and summarize about it all day long, but I really don't know the reason. But I do know this, that if we are businessmen, business folks. I am a business person, been for 40 years. I know the importance of being in business where no one can say you're fired, you're not qualified, or have anything to do with you. Again, see, that's why Almighty God, like your mama said, has said, believe in him, but I give you commerce. That is your independence right there as to where you can worship him and be your own independent person. And here is a producer of products, of any product that you want to buy. You're going to buy this stuff. But why not buy it from your own community, especially when you can get it at much lower prices? You haven't even seen these wholesale prices. But I ain't getting into that right now. I'm just saying, do you have any questions for a person that can put you into business or can have it as to where we can all come together as investors and open up a huge department store at a very, very, the cost wouldn't be nearly what I was speculating when I was talking about, remember talking about franchise buying? This is where we own our own labors now. We don't have to worry about paying $100,000 a year just for the name of the place before we make a dollar. Here you, your own, and like the man was saying, and we're saying as the New Africa Business Association, we have professionals that can get you organized, and we have a lawyers, CPAs, all of us, who is, once you become members of the New Africa Business Association and our wholesale marketing, I can only say there are all kinds of professionals here ready to help you.
We also have with Commonwealth Partner an attorney too. We have that in place too, an attorney.
Like I said, the New Africa Business Association is all over this country, and we know that wherever you are and whatever part of the country you may be listening from, the New Africa Business Association, along with the National Muslims Business Association, and we all are connected. That's where Brother Mookman and us all of us met each other, is through networking locally and nationally. So we're ready in whatever city or whatever state you may be to give you the support of incorporating or giving you the support of being your own entrepreneur. So call us, you're on the air. We got about 10 more minutes. The mics are open to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the sister's name?
Bernice.
You said Bernice?
Yes.
I have a sister-in-law named Bernice.
Well, it means victory, and that's what I'm seeking.
Watch out now, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Come on to the head of the class.
Here are my questions. I have a design. It's for ladies' garments. And so I want to have the garment to be plain, because my design has to be placed on the plain garment. The design already has been copyrighted in a, let's say, a book form. It's not really a book, but it's a book form. But now I'm taking it from that form into a lady's garment form. And that's why I said whatever designs I get, I don't want just a dress. They'll have to be in different kinds of styles of ladies' dresses. And then I will apply my design onto those different style of dresses.
Okay.
And ladies' apparel.
Well, Bernice, for the sake of time, I'm going to ask you this one question. When you say copyright, is it your copyright or is it someone else?
It is my own. I'm a former
teacher. It's your copyright. Okay, that's good then. Okay, what we need to do, and I know Bilal has a policy and procedure, and I don't know if you're a member with NABA, but I'm having to respect what he has already established with his membership, and so we kind of need to find out how can we communicate, and how can I put you in contact, or who you need to be put in contact with Commonwealth Partners to take care of that. You follow
me? Brother Imam, if you would share whatever information you would, I am going to think that we're valuable enough where folks will be joining the organization. So please go right ahead and share whatever information we have.
My personal number is 228-209-2877. I'm going to repeat that. 228-209-2877. My email address is Adams Enterprises LLC7@gmail.com. Okay, that's Adams Enterprises LLC7@gmail.com. Okay. Can I give them a little? Can I give them the other information, Bilal?
We're not holding back anything tonight, Brother Mim. Like I said.
Okay.
Now
you all write down this number right here: 1002. Now, write down this website. Shop like you're going shopping. Shop CWP10.com. Again, write down this number, 1002. Website, shop, that's shopcwp10.com. And when you get to the site, it's going to ask you who sent you there. You put Adams Enterprises there in that 1002 number, and you can see the retail site. Not only there, you can sign up, get your distributorship. You can pay there online to get your distributorship. And once you get that distributorship, I will be notified, and I will send you all of the documentation with the images and prices, and some of them just got images, okay? I will email you that documentation showing you the minimum order quantity in the your distributor price, okay? And you'll be in business, and this is how we work this thing. So can I give some shouts now? I'm ready to go. We count down. We got about 4 minutes.
Okay, and with that said, go right ahead, Brother Mailman. You can go right ahead.
I want to remind you all, you don't have to do anything except get the distributorship. You don't have to worry about importing. That's already taking place. Everything is there. All you got to do is get in the car, turn it on, put it in reverse or drive, and you're gone. It's ready to go. We have done all the legwork for you. And we have persons in place. If you don't know how to sell, if you don't know how to market, if you don't know how to walk up to somebody and say, ooh, that's nice hair, where you get it from? Boom, you don't know how to do that? We can show you how to do that. It's very simple. You know, you all meet people every day. You're in conversation about something. And I guarantee you, you're like, wow, man, I need some extra money. I need, et cetera. Well, it's here. We have gone and bought the ship in. We didn't wait for the ship to come in. We went, got it, and brought it in. Okay, I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the port of Gulfport, one of the largest ports in the country. We're in communication with agents now to receive stuff here. So, I mean, it's covered.
Okay, and with that said, brothers and sisters, we got about 2 minutes left. We're going to still take a couple more callers, but I want to remind you that you must go to the New Africa Business Association.com. New Africa Business Association.com. You must be a member of the New Africa Business Association.com. We shared information with you tonight, because we believe that, as a matter of fact, we know our value is worth our membership, but we must have our memberships because we know those are our supporters, and we know that's where we'll mm-hmm. get our power and our buying strength from. So New Africa Business Association.com, the information that the imam just shared with us will be on our email site, so everyone will be able to go to both sites.
And Bilal, can I add something? Those distributors that I personally hooked up with Commonwealth Partners, okay, I'm gonna let them know about NABA, okay. Because
and not only
the marketing
Mail, we
is
have
everything.
Back next weekend.
Marketing is everything, huh?
Brother Mail, we know that we can't. Can we have you back next Wednesday? We're not finished with you yet.
Look, I would say what that man said in that song. Keep on using me till you use me up.
So with that said, brothers, stay tuned for part three. We're going to do this until everybody is successful. We cannot get away from this because the opportunities are here. So again, along with myself, Bilal Messidik Bynum, and my co-host,
Abdul Aziz.
Shaheed. We're saying next Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
That's 404. That was down in Georgia.
404.
That's Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
They still listening?
Yeah, they just still on. I ain't on nothing now.
Yeah, somebody called from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, we had them from all over the place.
Yeah.